podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Likewise, all advice given is meant for entertainment and not to be taken seriously or utilized in any way. After all, one of the hosts isn't even a real person. Are you serious right now?
I give really good advice, I give really good advice, yeah, hit it, Kirsten!
No. Hey boss babes and mama bears, we're back, it's Kirsten.
And me, Blandy, not a boss babe or a mama bear.
And this is Really Good Advice for New Moms, the ultra chatty, super fun, and kinda naughty podcast where we're talking everything motherhood, from baby bumps to postpartum sex woes.
I wish we wouldn't. Like, I wish you wouldn't say it like that. It's so uncomfortable.
This week, we're taking a little breather from the hot and heavy topic of hating your partner after you start a family to discuss something still equally as important. Cocktails. Or should I say, mocktails. Listen, even if you're not breastfeeding your new baby, you're probably not down for a bunch of day drinking quite yet, but it doesn't mean you can't have fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is exactly what having a baby means, which is why I'll never have one. I'll also never day drink or night drink. Kirsten, what is happening to our podcast?
Today, for the first but hopefully not the last time, we're joined by a special guest who is going to give us a few of her favorite alcohol-free drink recipes. Some yummy concoctions we can sip guilt-free while changing diapers, ordering diapers, and putting the diapers away.
Yeah, Kirsten, if you'll just give me a second, I'll text her and she can probably make it here within a few hours.
Wait, I thought she was here. Like, I thought you had this handled.
Yeah, she had to swing by the boutique whiskey bar to prepare herself for this.
At 11 a.m.? Okay, we're back with Blandy's friend.
No, she's not my friend. She's my stepsister. That's not even close to a friend.
Oh, this is Stacia.
Yeah.
Stop. Blandy, that's weird. Why didn't you introduce us?
I don't know. Didn't feel like it.
Is that kind of hot in here? Could someone turn on the air conditioner? It's your house.
Yeah, Stacia, you turn it on. You seem to know how to turn everything else on.
Stacia, Blandy tells me you're like a top-level mixology expert. Blandy says a lot of things that I wouldn't necessarily trust, but sure, I guess you could call me that. Cool. What's your favorite thing to whip up when, say, you just got all the groceries put away and it's getting close to dinner, but you want a little pick-me-up? Oh, I didn't put the groceries away. That's definitely Crystal's job. So awesome that you incorporate your children into the household chores.
Kirsten wants to know what you drink while the kids are doing all the housework, Stacia.
Oh, easy. I'll just take whatever of the Coke Colton Henley Bentley hasn't chugged for breakfast and throw a splash into a pitcher of rum. We're talking mocktails. There's no shame in a little, you know, but... Okay, you seem fun. I guess you could just drink a Coke then.
I love Coke!
Yeah, I know. We all know. Kirsten. It's Kirsten.
She doesn't care.
Kirsten, what do you drink when you're putting the kids to bed? Milk? I mean, sometimes, yeah. Like, I like getting the full circle organic milk from the grocery pickup because it's in a cardboard container and we're trying to eliminate as much plastic as possible in our home right now. Great. Can I make a suggestion? Thanks. Have you ever tried mixing a little lemon essential oil with your organic milk?
No, is that a mocktail recipe?
Sure, yeah, it totally is. And I just so happen to have 3 vials of lemon oil with me right now. This lemon oil is produced in a secret rainforest off of I-95 by small lemur monkeys who only answer to the name Cortana.
Like the Windows AI assistant?
Sure, these monkeys take a 45-minute class to become licensed in the art of manufacturing essential oil according to the standards of a man whose name I don't have time to pronounce.
Okay.
Do you want to start with the small vial for $60 or the medium vial for $400?
Neither.
Totally understand, hon. It can be incredibly hard for a family of your size to make ends meet.
I mean, yeah, like I only have two kids and we're okay. I clip coupons.
What if I told you there was an opportunity?
She doesn't need any more opportunities. Stacia, I don't know if you've noticed her ponytail, but she's fine. She doesn't need you.
An opportunity to not only inspire those around you, but to make money from those around you with a boss babe work from home opportunity.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this, and I'm not interested. Like, I appreciate it. It's just not my thing.
I know. You're going to say you don't have time to be rich. I understand. I didn't think I had time to be rich either. But then Blandy started watching my kids for free, and I'm now making over $100 a month before taxes. Besides my upline coach, I'm my own boss.
Good for you, Stacia. I don't really have the personality for sales, though.
For sure. You would need a coach, but with me as your upline and a small but wise investment of $600 plus $300 a month in ambassador fees plus $30 a month to me, your coach, you could be making enough to buy your own car and a house in Tahiti.
I don't want to live in Tahiti.
Do you need leggings?
Can you just tell us to drink straight alcohol and go, please? Kirsten and I have a podcast to conquer. We're entrepreneurs, Stacia, and the very best of friends. You're just a very fertile alcoholic.
Oh, we are so getting canceled for that. It's fine. I know where I stand with Blaine.
You mean Blandy?
Sure.
Stacia, before we wrap this up, are there any other fun alcohol-free drink concoctions you can suggest?
You could just get some grenadine and throw a jar of maraschinos in there.
Like half a Shirley Temple.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, sounds gross.
How about some tap water with 20 drops of pure eucalyptus oil and a splash of breast milk? This will cure all ailments, including any major pandemic affecting the world.
No, Stacia, eucalyptus in excessive quantities is lethal.
Right, if it's from those other companies.
Still deadly. Always deadly. Please, nobody do what she says.
We need to end this. I gotta get Baby Chad a bottle of tuna juice before Dante gets home from work.
Karen, text me your number. I'll cash app request like 1,000 for the oils and throw in 10 business cards and our friends and family discount of 1%. Cool, babe?
Being a mom is hard.
Not as hard as trying to figure out where Stacia's accent is from.